Vanity Fair by William Makepeace Thackeray. Adapted by Jane Rollison. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Vanity Fair. Preface. Vanity Fair is an idea more than a place. All the rich, fashionable people of England lived in Vanity Fair. People from old, rich families, like Lord Steyne, were born in Vanity Fair. People from city families, like the Osbornes, wanted to get into Vanity Fair. People from no family, like Becky Sharp, had to fight their way in. And even if you got in, it was not easy to stay there. What happens in Vanity Fair? There is a lot of eating and drinking, and there are many parties. There is falling in love and pretending to fall in love. There is gambling and dancing, buying and selling, bullying and lying. And there is fighting and dying. Vanity Fair is not a good or happy place, but it is very noisy and never boring. Chapter 1. Goodbye to Miss Pinkerton. A fashionable carriage stopped outside Miss Pinkerton's school for young ladies. Inside, Miss Pinkerton was writing the final report for one of her best pupils, Miss Amelia Sedley. Miss Sedley was returning to her parents' home in Russell Square after 6 years of music, dancing, and French. Amelia was a dear little thing. Everyone at Miss Pinkerton's loved her. Her face was fresh and pretty. Her eyes shone, especially when they filled with tears, which really was too often. She would cry over a dead flower, the end of a novel, or an unkind word. Miss Pinkerton spoke sharply to Miss Jemima, her nervous younger sister.
"Get me a dictionary for Miss Sedley, Miss Jemima," said Miss Pinkerton.
All of Miss Pinkerton's pupils received a dictionary on their last day at the school. Miss Jemima brought two dictionaries. "Here is a dictionary for Miss Sedley and one for Miss Sharp," she said. "Miss Sharp is leaving too."
"Miss Jemima," cried Miss Pinkerton, "I have done enough for Miss Sharp. I don't need to give her a dictionary."
The two young ladies prepared to leave. Miss Sharp said goodbye to Miss Pinkerton in perfect French. Miss Pinkerton did not understand French, but she was too proud to say so.
"Good morning, Miss Sharp," she said icily.
Then she turned to Amelia. She made a boring goodbye speech. Everyone cried and wanted to kiss their darling Amelia. As the carriage was leaving, Miss Jemima ran up to the window.
"Miss Sharp," she said, "here's a dictionary for you too. Goodbye."
The carriage moved off. Miss Sharp looked out of the window and threw the dictionary into the garden. Miss Jemima nearly died of shock, and the girls set off into the world. Becky Sharp was small and thin. Her hair was light red, and her large eyes were very attractive. One look from those eyes could kill a man across a room. Becky was clever and funny, and had learned from her parents how to live on nothing. Who were her parents? Her mother was French and sang in the theatre, but she died when Becky was only 7. Her father was an artist. He was a good artist, but he was lazy too, and he never made any money. Their house was always full of young artists. Little Becky loved to laugh and talk with them, and they loved her.
When he knew his end was near, Mr. Sharp wrote to Miss Pinkerton. He asked her to look after his poor daughter. So, at the age of 17, Becky arrived at Miss Pinkerton's school. There she taught French in return for lessons, food, and a bed. She hated it. She thought the other girls were boring and silly. Amelia was her only friend. Becky began to plan for her future. She practiced her music day and night. Miss Pinkerton asked her to teach the younger girls. Becky refused. "I am here to speak French with the children. I am not here to teach music and to save money for you. I will teach them if you pay me." No one had ever spoken to Miss Pinkerton like that before. "I hate this place and I want to leave," said Miss Sharp. Miss Pinkerton wanted Becky to leave too and found her a place as a governess. In 10 days' time, Miss Sharp was joining her new family at Queen's Crawley in the country. At Russell Square, Amelia showed Becky her books, her piano, and her dresses. Her brother Joss was home from India and was staying in rooms round the corner. "You are lucky, dear Amelia," said Becky with a sad smile. "Your parents give you everything you ask for, and you have a brother too. Isn't he very rich?" Later, the two girls went down to the drawing room. By the fire sat a fat man in a red shirt and a green jacket. He went bright red and dropped his newspaper. "He's very handsome," whispered Becky loudly. Joss started putting more wood on the fire noisily. Before we think badly of Miss Sharp for her interest in this greedy and foolish man, we must remember that she has no mother, and mothers usually find husbands for their daughters. Joss Sedley was a tax collector in a quiet town in India. He loved to be fashionable. He spent many hours dressing in front of his mirror. He thought he looked brilliant, but of course he looked a fool. And he was very frightened of ladies. Becky sat next to Joss at dinner. Mrs. Sedley had prepared some fine Indian dishes for her son. "I am looking forward to this Indian food," said Becky. She smiled sweetly at Joss.
"Do you like it?"
asked Mr. Sedley after she had tasted it.
"It is excellent," said Becky, but then her face went red and her mouth was on fire.
"Would you like some more, Miss Sharp?" asked Joss.
"Water, please give me some water," she cried.
Mr. Sedley and Joss laughed loudly. The ladies smiled a little. But when the ladies left the room after dinner, Mr. Sedley said to his son,
"That girl is after you, Joss. Take care."
But Joss Sedley did not take care. In fact, he was already in love with Becky.